Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans, chapter 11, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 10. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. I ask then, has God rejected his own people, the nation of Israel? Of course not. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham and a member of the tribe of Benjamin. No, God has not rejected his own people, whom he chose from the very beginning. Do you realize what the scriptures say about this? Elijah the prophet complained to God about the people of Israel and said, Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me, too. And do you remember God's reply? He said, No, I have 7,000 others who have never bowed down to Baal. It is the same today. For a few of the people of Israel have remained faithful because of God's grace, his undeserved kindness in choosing them. And since it is through God's kindness, then it is not by their good works. For in that case, God's grace would not be what it really is, free and undeserved. So this is the situation. Most of the people of Israel have not found the favor of God they are looking for so earnestly. A few have, the ones God has chosen, but the hearts of the rest were hardened. As the scriptures say, God has put them into a deep sleep. To this day he has shut their eyes so they do not see, and closed their ears so they do not hear. Likewise, David said, Let their bountiful table become a snare, a trap that makes them think all is well. Let their blessings cause them to stumble, and let them get what they deserve. Let their eyes go blind so they cannot see, and let their backs be bent forever. Once again, that was Romans, chapter 11, verses 1 through 10 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Who has rejected whom? In chapters 9 through 11, in the book of Romans, Paul is wrestling with the seeming rejection of God's people. God had not rejected Israelites. He welcomes all nations to be called by his name. The root of the tree is Jewish, from Abraham to Jesus Christ. Paul himself was Jewish. All Jews and all nationalities are welcomed into the family of God, if they have faith in Jesus as it is written in verse 6. Paul was disheartened because so many of his Jewish brothers and sisters had not come to believe in Jesus. They often fought against the truth, even going so far as to persecute Paul and other Christians. But Paul saw a past biblical pattern repeating in his lifetime. Many Israelites rejected God, but there was a faithful remnant, chosen by God, who chose God in return, Paul writes in verse 5. God had not rejected anyone. They rejected him. This was shown in the way they treated Christians for no other reason than a difference of faith. The same thing happens today. People reject God and persecute, antagonize, and ridicule Christians. Unfortunately, Christians sometimes do the same to people of other faiths, or even to each other. Our Father does not reject people, and neither should we. Stand for the truth with his love, and continually follow his word and discipline in your own life. Beware of a hardened heart. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What are the signs of a heart that is hardened to God? How can you make sure your heart is not hard to God's love and leading? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.